to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and joining me in the Zoom room today to promote their upcoming Young Guns tour, please welcome from Dirty Honey, Mark LaBelle, and from Mammoth, Wolfgang Van Halen. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Now look, in the essence of honesty, I'm going to tell my listeners, these guys recorded this with me a week ago, and I did not hit record. So a round of applause if you're in your car or at your desk for these guys for agreeing to do this again. And I was telling Wolf before we started, Mark, everyone I told that story to, they're like, you didn't tell the truth, did you? Like my one friend said, you should have told him your hard drive crashed. And I said, I'm not telling them that. It's not what happened. It was my fault. So I appreciate you guys.
I'm an honest person. So good. We had to do it again.
Yeah. So well, thank you. I appreciate that. All right, here we go. Guys, this tour is kicking off on February 20th in the Ogden Theater in Denver, Colorado. And you guys have 30 plus dates booked through May. And this is exciting. Are you guys, what are you guys doing? Are you in rehearsals right now?
We didn't start rehearsals for another about a week and a half, 2 weeks or so, I think. We're only just doing a quick week of rehearsals since, you know, we're pretty fresh off of the tour from last year. So we only think we need like a week to get it back and going again.
One by one, remembering a brighter sun, all you love will fall away, away. I can't go back, not everything is built. If everything, if I could ask, if it meant anything to you, wait, why can't I move on? Whoa. Hey, what should take so long? To think it all.
And Mark, once you guys get in the rehearsal hall, does it just come back real quick? You guys are ready to go?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple things you definitely want to work on, new material and stuff like that. Get that dialed in. I think there's we're going to do like a new, well, I'll let the fans see it. We're going to do something new though.
All right.
But yeah, it's you've been doing it for so long at this point, you know, you only need a couple rehearsals.
Like riding a bike.
Yeah, like riding a bike, exactly.
I got no good excuse, still swinging from your nose. I know that it's part of your plan. I just keep holding on while you string me along. I run, but I can't even stand. I should have listened to the wise man. Now I'm tired, but I love the way.
So both of these bands are LA based.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, Wolf. When you guys touched down March 2nd at the Wiltern Theater and you're playing for the hometown crowd, is there more pressure or less pressure?
I think I always put myself through the most mental turmoil at all times.
Okay.
But considering being at home, probably a bit more. I'm probably a bit more... I'd like to see that relax over time, but it has yet to. So I don't know how Mark feels about it, but I'm certainly maybe more alert of my performance when I'm in a hometown.
What about you, Mark?
There's that element. I think more in terms of pressure, it's not even pressure that like you put on yourself. It's just there's more variables. There's more people trying to hit you up for tickets. There's more press. There's more managers and agents and people that are based in LA that are going to be there that want to see you. There's a lot of people trying to get some more of your time because you just know so many people in those places. So that's the one stressful thing. I think I'm usually happiest when I'm playing in like Dallas or Oklahoma City or Dothan is one that sticks out on this tour that I'm pretty sure I'm not going to know anybody there, so I can just focus on the gig and have fun.
Gotcha. Yeah. So some place where your friends aren't calling, hey, maybe we could have lunch that day. And you're like,
yeah, exactly.
That's not going to happen.
Don't mind, by the way. It's just when you have 20 people doing that, all at the same time.
It's overwhelming. Like it's, it's always like the LA show or the New York show that are always like, like you're initially like, ooh, I'm excited to see everybody. And then the day comes and you're like, I don't want to see anybody. I just want to do the show and, and get through it. And then I can be like, hey.
Then we'll visit.
Yeah.
This is a co-headline tour. You guys are doing the same amount of time. Are you flopping who closes every other night? Is that how it goes?
Yeah, I believe it's dead even on every show. I think we're flopping. So same set time. It's going to be a good time.
Good, good, good. Now, you guys are both promoting self-titled albums. Now, Wolf, when I say Mammoth, is the WVH just like a placeholder or is that part of the actual name of the band?
A bit of both, a bit not, I think it's just easier to say Mammoth. I almost view it as like, it's like my trademark symbol.
Right. Yeah. That's what it feels like.
WVH Mammoth, but yeah, it's just, the way it goes.
It's a placeholder. And then Dirty Honey, you guys have a self-titled album out too. Wolf, you're on, is it X1 or EX1?
Explorer One.
Explorer One Records. And Dirty Honey, you guys, and I can't believe this, you're not signed. This is like a DIY thing. You guys are doing it yourself, but you're killing it.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some very experienced industry veterans, we'll say, on our team and working very hard for us, and we're very appreciative of them. But when it came down to it just didn't seem like the right thing to do at this point, certainly at this point yet, when we didn't really need the very little support that record companies are offering these days, at least in our case. So we just decided to do it ourselves, and we've worked really hard to get it where it is. And it's been quite the learning experience more than anything, because you're so much more involved in the day to day of the record business and like the promotion people. Like I know everybody on our team, personally, and I can text any of them at any time. And I kind of like it that way. It's cool.
cool. But if a big label came to you, you would be open to it.
I'd be open to it. Yeah, I've had some discussions with some people, you know, about signing a deal. And it just, I don't, when your song, and Wolf knows, when your song goes number one with a label or without a label, you kind of look around and go, well, how can it get me better than
right.
it did, you know? And if you know, you're comfortable where you're at with the people working for you and you trust them, then I think you should stick with that. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So.
All right. Good. Now, as far as the charts go, Wolf, I'll go to you. Mammoth, Distance, and Don't Back Down both went to number one on the Billboard mainstream rock charts.
I'm so happy you found a place that's better for you than this rock where
The album also went to number one on Billboard US rock charts. And that's pretty impressive.
That's insane.
For your debut record.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I never could have seen anything like that.
Were you able to enjoy it? Were you able to take that in? And were you just, you know, happy with your accomplishment?
Yeah, it's a huge wave of all kinds of emotion. And it's something I'm completely shocked and shocked by and thankful for, that people are, you know, especially considering the amount of time I spent on this, growing it, you know, incubating it, you know, over a huge period of time, and to finally just to release it was enough of a relief. Right. But then to see it resonate with so many people that they actually want to listen to it and jam it is a whole different type of gratifying experience. I didn't know what that felt like, and now I do, and it's amazing.
And now you want more of it.
I'm so excited to go on tour, and I'm so excited to play, but man, am I excited to get back in the studio and record some more.
Cool. And Mark, Dirty Honey, your second single, Rollin' Sevens, went to number three at rock radio. Again, also crazy.
No need to socialize, no need for fantasy. I'll shine on like a star at first night and show you all you need. 'Cause I know your vices, yeah, I know.
Pretty crazy. I don't think any of us could have seen any of this. I mean, you certainly hope for success, obviously. But for the way for it to have gone and gone so fast was certainly a surprise to everybody.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
And then let me throw out some YouTube stats for you two guys. Wolfgang, Distance, 6 million views. Don't Back Down, 3 million views. and Dirty Honey Rolling 7 million views. That phenomenal. Congratulations, guys.
Thanks.
Now, you guys are not only what do I want to say? You're also bringing the funny to the to some things too, because first of all, Dirty Honey, Mark LaBelle. I just saw this Taylor Kitsch's Instagram post for California Dreamin'.
Oh yeah,
and there's a part in it where you got the band is taking over Taylor's house, right? In this Instagram post, and Taylor comes in and you say, "Nice to see you, welcome back." And it is so funny. His take of "Go fuck yourself" is just so funny. He kind of says it under his breath, and I loved it. And Wolfgang, the video for Don't Back Down is perfectly bookended with some funny. The song is killer in the middle, but you playing all the parts. You're playing Wolf, but Wolf the drummer, Wolf the bass player, Wolf the guitarist, Wolf the engineer, the producer. Was that your original concept? Did you come up with that yourself?
Yeah, I had that idea for a while. I thought it'd be funny to just like overdo it, because it ended up being a really fun shoot for 2 days, and I think I'm really proud of how it turned out. It's just goofy enough, you know, because I think it's important to not take yourself too seriously.
Yes, very true.
So it's like you have some fun and you also let the song speak for itself at the same time. So
and now my favorite Wolf in the video is drummer Wolf, who arrives late. And you're just like, okay, sorry. And I love it. Are all those Wolves, we put them all together and we get you?
Yeah, it's funny. I think the way I viewed it is that it's like the singer Wolf would be me. But yeah, I guess at a certain point, it's all relating different corners of my head, if you will.
All right. Now, as far as the tour goes, you guys aren't out there by yourselves. So Mark, I'm going to go to you. Give a shout out to the band members.
Yeah. So Dirty Honey is consisted of Corey Coverstone on drums, John Otto on guitar, Justin Smullyan on the bass, and myself on vocals, obviously. I'm done it now and I'm on my knees. Been working so hard.
Yeah. Mark, do you pick up a guitar? You have a guitar in your hand right now. Do you play guitar at all on stage?
Not on stage. No, I'm just I bring a guitar pretty much with me everywhere I go. I'm lucky enough right now, thanks to Gibson. We'll give them a shout out. I have two in my hotel room right now. and they've been very, very sweet. But yeah, I just write on them. You know, I love playing. I love looking at them. It's definitely a fun pastime to have when you're on the road and you can go into like vintage guitar shops and shit. It's the best.
Excellent. And Wolf, give a shout out to Mammoth's band members.
Yeah. I'm so proud of my band. They're the best. I've got Ronnie Ficarro on bass, Garrett Whitlock on drums, and John Jordan on guitar. Man, they're all so great. Usually we have Frank Sidoris, but he's got prior obligations with the Slash Miles, and he's a conspirator.
Okay.
So he's off conspiring. You know, the last run that we did of the tour, we handled as a four piece, and I think we were able to pull it off pretty well. So maybe we don't need him. No, I'm just kidding. Frank's very important. We love Frank and can't wait to have him back.
And you play multiple instruments on stage during the tour, keyboards, guitar.
Yeah. You know, I it's important for me to, for us as a live band to not have to, use tracks. I think it's an unfortunate reality for a lot of bands out there. I'm not trying to like point at anyone in particular, but just, from my opinion, I miss when live shows were live. And that's what I love so much about this tour is that both Mammoth and Dirty Honey are just raw live bands. And so when it comes to what I'm playing, it's like, sure, I could easily just have the keyboard parts piped in.
Right.
But I think it's way more real to just have it there for me to play because you know, it's not too many parts and it's easy enough to play and sing.
Yeah, for me as a fan, if you make a mistake, I want to hear it. I hate when I buy a live album and it's, you know, put together from like seven different shows. I want one show, one night, warts and all. That's what I want. Now, Wolf, Mark said that he writes songs on guitar. What is your instrument of choice when you're composing a song?
Guitar, usually.
Guitar also?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right. Dirty Honey, between 2018 and 2020, you opened for The Who. Guns N' Roses, and as we just mentioned, Slash featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. Mark, I heard the t-shirt sales were pretty good for you guys.
Yeah, it was not too shabby, that's for sure. But we're still definitely not rich, I can assure you that.
but people keep buying the t-shirts, and you know what? Go to these websites and buy your merch there too. So the band gets all the money, correct?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's definitely a bummer when you go on the internet and you see that there's, you know, merchandise being produced in China that has nothing to do with you. And, you know, you work so hard to make, you know, to go out and tour and make that sort of thing happen. And obviously that's your lifeline on the road. You know, to see that is not great. But for the most part, I think the fans know what's going on. So.
Damn.
And Wolf, Mammoth opened for Guns N' Roses last year. Were you handpicked for that tour? Did the guys call you up and go, hey, we want you to do this?
Yeah, you know, we all have the same agent between Dirty Honey, Mammoth, and also Guns. And we had heard rumblings that, you know, they were looking at us to have open. And, you know, I believe it was the deciding powers of Slash, Duff, and Axel uniting and going like, yeah, it's going to be you guys.
Cool.
And so it's like, it's a hard offer to say no to.
That's how the hustle goes. A world of animals. Really wanted you to know now. I know it's rational. You think it's criminal. Just shut your mouth until you're able. Another mother call. Just what you said, that's enough. You're just right.
All right, here's a question for both of you. Ask Mark first. Mark, what's it like when you're on stage and you look out during the show and everyone you can see is singing all the words to a song that you wrote? What's that feeling like?
That is definitely a special thing. That is what you do it for sure. And when you know that something's resonating with people, you know, on such a deep level that they have familiarized themselves with the song enough to memorize it. It's a really strange thing because for so long you do it and nobody cares, you know, nobody cares. Nobody knows your stuff, or you could be playing covers and they're singing along with you, but it's not your words. It's not your emotion. Yeah. So when that happens, it's definitely I can't even describe. I remember one time I put the mic out during a song called Heartbreaker when we were playing LA at the Troubadour, and there's this kind of organic break in the song where we bring things down and the crowd just started singing the chorus. And it was the first time.
Nice.
You know, I can really remember it happening, and it really blew me away. It takes you like out of, you know, your own body. It's an out of body thing. You know, it's very strange.
You tell me that you need me in the dead of night, the dead of night. Only to deceive.
Excellent. Wolf, what about you?
Yeah, there's nothing like it. That's like you said, that's what you do it for. It's an incredible feeling to see something you wrote and invoke such a response. It's a really special thing.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This next one, we'll start with Wolf. When you're opening for Guns, sometimes people don't show up to see the opening act. What were the numbers like when you looked out from the stage opening for Guns? Because I believe lots of people were there to see Mammoth.
For the I'll never forget the first show in Hershey, Pennsylvania. It was about 80% capacity when we went on, which was kind of like they told us after the show, it's like, you guys know that's not normal, right? they were really happy with it. You know, there are plenty of shows where it's like, you know, obviously you go to see the headliner, so you're kind of playing for everybody walking in, and that's part of the gig. You know, you're warming up for the show, and that's totally understandable. And that's a good time too. But there were a lot of moments on tour where the crowds were pretty full by the time we were going on. It was crazy.
Excellent. Well, the Young Guns tour, we got two co-headliners, so that place should be packed from beginning till end.
It's a long, long way, another day. Long, long way, it's another day. It's on the way. It's on the way. It's a long, long way, another day. Long, long way, it's another day. It's on the way. It's on the way.
Mark, let me ask you this. Other than the actual show itself, what's your favorite thing about being on tour?
Oh, man. I mean, I love traveling, period, to begin with. That's a big part of my life. So I just love being in new places, you know. The best part is like reconnecting with old friends for sure that you haven't seen for a while and maybe you might not see for a while again, but they make it like a special event to, you know, maybe if you go through Raleigh and I have a buddy in Raleigh or something that I haven't seen in 5 years and we get to go get dinner and catch up, you know, one-on-one for a good length of time. That's fun. And certainly my family, whenever I go and see them, they're obviously very proud of, you know, everything the band's accomplished. And I see more of them now than I ever did live LA just because they're going to come to Vegas. Like they're excited to go to Vegas. They're
nice.
Going to be in Orlando. They'll be in New York. They'll be in Boston. So that's obviously a nice thing too. So.
Lord, I see you around town after we said goodbye. God knows I want you, but somehow
cool. And what about you, Wolf? What do you like about touring other than the show? Anything but the show?
I'm a huge introvert. So when it comes to traveling, I don't mind it, but I just love the family mentality of just being out with your friends and having a good time doing what you all love, which is to make music and bring it to the people. It's just a really good time. To just kind of, at least when you have, you know, people you love around you, and there's no, that's one of my main things is that, you know, it's all just got to be good times, you know.
Gotcha.
And yeah, it's just a really fun time. You just get to hang out with your friends and make music. It's the best thing ever.
Take anything.
I'll start with Wolf on this one. How do you pass the time on the tour bus? What's your favorite thing to do?
You know, it's funny. On the last tour, in pretty much every tour, I'm always like, ooh, I'm gonna bring these video games and I'm gonna play every day and all my free time, or, you know, we're gonna be here and I'm gonna go to this place. But honestly, more often than not, I end up sleeping all the time. Because there's nothing like I love the bunk on the bus. Bunk sleep is very special because you can just black it out and it's your own little personal special little coffin that you can just sleep at any time of the day. And considering that I'm doing more now than I ever have in any outfit before, with the singing and the playing this and then playing that, and I need my rest, and I certainly got it on the last tour.
All right, we are done, guys. I appreciate you giving me this time for the second time. I can tell people now, I had a conversation with Wolf and Mark that was just us. We were just hanging like buds. So continued success on everything you do. But most importantly, people, here's what I want you to do. Listeners, go to mammothwvh.com or dirtyhoney.com. Find a tour date in your area and buy a ticket. Also on Twitter, Wolf is at mammothwvh. And you can find Mark and the band at dirtyhoneyband. Guys, I appreciate this so much. Thank you. And we're done.
It's a pleasure, man. Thanks so much for having us.
Really, guys, thank you. I so appreciate this.
That was great, man.
All right. Take care. Good luck with all the other interviews and all the other press, and have great shows. And I hope to see you here in LA.
Sounds good. Take care.
Thanks, Patrick.
Signing off.
Yeah, man.
Bye.